Good morning, world. You're listening to Montez Press Radio. Next up, Timmy Simmons, Emma McCormick, Goodhart, and Aaron Lehman with Tongue in Cheek. Tongue and Cheek. All right, coming up, you're also going to hear them set up.
Messages primarily serving to establish, to prolong, or to discontinue communication. Messages to check whether the channel works. Messages to attract the attention of the interlocutor or to confirm his continued attention.
This is tongue in cheek.
The endeavor to start and sustain communication is typical of talking birds. This function of language is the only one they share with human beings.
Are you still there?
Hello?
You?
Talk to you tomorrow.
Hello?
LNS catalog number 125254.
That was a bee or a wasp, I'm not sure, foraging on a milkweed plant. It was small, orange abdomen, stripes, not a bumblebee. Maybe 3/4 of a centimeter in length. The insect was about 1/3 of a meter from the microphone. 26 June 2005, Martin's Tract in Wayne County, New York, in the Northern Montezuma Wetlands Complex. 9:1900 hours. It's recorded with a stereo parabola Tolinga Pro 5W with an HHB PDR 1000. Recorded at the coordinates for this site at Martin's Tract are 43 degrees north, 05 minutes, 05.2 seconds, and 76 degrees west, 42 minutes, 33.6 seconds. Elevation of 116 meters. And this is with an accuracy of 6 meters.
Okay, let's start with an anchoring and a bird call exercise today. What do we need for this? Or what will you need for this? You might have it.
A place to stand.
A place to stand. And ideally another person. Or I guess you can do it alone with us. Start us off with
Pauline.
Anchoring? Yeah.
Body work. Exercise preparation. Natural stance. Stand with feet about a shoulder width apart. Shoulders relaxed. Soles of the feet connected to the earth. Knees a little soft. Palms at the sides. Eyes are in soft focus, seeing everything. Posture. Adopt natural stance. Bring your attention to the soles of the feet. Imagine that you are growing roots down into the earth. Let the roots be your anchoring to the earth. Sense the soles of the feet and let the energy of the body sink into the soles and roots. Knees are a little soft to promote circulation. Shoulders are relaxed, palms of the hands relaxed. Visit your heart and allow a very pleasant memory to emerge. Visualize and light up your spine traveling from the tip of the tailbone, vertebra by vertebra, up into the skull. Imagine a golden thread shooting out of the crown of your head to a distant star. Imagine that the upper part of your body is floating, suspended from a star. Try to balance the feeling of the lower body rooted to the earth and the relaxed, floating sensation of the upper body. Chin is tucked under a bit to help align the spine. And now close your eyes.
Turn your attention and intention to your breath. Start to channel your breath. Breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth silently. Start to notice the passage of your breath across your teeth and through your lips. Slowly start to exhale. Louder. Start to sound your inhale through your nostrils. Now listen to your neighbors as you breathe. Are you all breathing the same pace? Is someone ahead? Is someone behind? Slow down if you're ahead, or speed up if you're behind. If you're still ahead, wait before your in-breath to inspire in time with your neighbor. Now that you're synchronized, bring one last large breath in. And out. Drawing out as long as you can until there's nothing left. Keep the attention to the sound of your neighbors tuning to them.
And now we play Joan LaBarbera, Circular Song, from Voice is the Original Instrument.
Ooh.
Messages primarily serving to establish, to prolong, or to discontinue communication. Messages to check whether the channel works. Messages to attract the attention of the interlocutor, or to confirm his continued attention. These are the first verbal uses of language acquired by infants. They are prone to communicate before being able to send or receive informative communication.
Oh,
So?
So next we are going to listen to Vocalese.
And Vocalese...
What is a Vocalese?
What is Vocalese?
So it's
a not
genre.
Vocalisé.
Yeah, I'm not
en
sure.
En français, c'est vocalise.
Vocalise.
With an I. Because if we say vocalise with an E, then it's...
Vocalise.
A kind of jargon. Speech.
So, I mean, it's I think, something that we've talked about a bunch, right?
Yeah.
This idea of vocalise, and maybe extended it in our own way. But as a...
Yeah,
in its cultural background, musically, Aaron, you want to say a little bit about it?
I mean, it's a genre of songs without words that date back to the 18th century, and it's just a vocal training exercise, and it's basically just content that's in support, you know, ostensibly of some like. Other content of like
or,
the real content,
right? Something in support of, or ostensibly in support of content, but
yes,
a scaffold for setting the voice free.
it's beautiful in its own right, as is much phatic language. And,
phatic language. What do you mean by that?
Well, that's the term that we keep. Throwing around. Where did it come from again?
Roman Jakobson.
Yeah. So.
Well, actually, from Malinowski.
Right, that's true.
First.
Yeah.
That's true.
Who was an anthropologist, and his work was around magic and the ritual.
And then picked up by Roman Jakobson, a linguist, who is trying to separate six kinds of messages, or linguistic messages. And saving the phatic, phatic, as something that, like I keep repeating, is trying to prolong, or discontinue, or make contact, like saying, "Hey, are you there?" It's like very. He's also picking that up from Malinowski and other linguists that are. Thinking of radio actually itself as a model for how communication works, right? Where there's a sender, a receiver, there's a transformer along the way, and there are different channels.
Yeah.
And unless I'm forgetting this, like the channel, I guess the channel you're on is like what he would call the metalingual, but then the code, oh no, the code is the metalingual, the channel itself. The channel existing, that you can hear my voice, that we can hear each other's voices, and that we've made contact and that we're hypothetically on air, is the phatic, I guess.
And so in this broadcast, we're interested in exploring the notion that we are, as bodies, analog radios.
This is true.
Able to attune to each other.
Yes. And... broadcasting on the faith that people are listening with the faith that people are listening.
Or without.
Yeah, or without. I mean, people live that way too. But yeah, so these vocalese exercises, they're just these very beautiful compositions that aren't supposed to be content and are in support of content,
They're exercises, right? I mean, they're like composers that are modeling something as an exercise.
Yes, and they're also very relevant to us, just as like a nice example of a vocal exercise.
But they do become, as this is also an opus, they do become recognized as pieces in their own. I think that's sort of like a funny part of it, right?
But I think the genre originated as a form of borrowed melodies from composers like Lully.
Yeah.
And eventually became autonomous.
Yeah, yes. So now we're going to listen to Nikolai Metner, Sonata Vocalise in C, Opus 41, number 1, from 1922.
There is a story which goes like this. In the middle of a battle, there is a company of Italian soldiers in the trenches, and an Italian commander who issues the command, "Soldiers, attack!" He cries out in a loud and clear voice to make himself heard in the midst of the tumult, but nothing happens. Nobody moves. So the commander gets angry and shouts louder, "Soldiers, attack!" Still nobody moves. And since, in jokes, things have to happen three times for something to stir, he yells even louder, "Soldiers, attack!" At which point there is a response, a tiny voice rising from the trenches, saying appreciatively, "Che bella voce!" What a beautiful voice.
So we're going to do an exercise right now called Crossovers, which is from Pauline Oliveros' Deep Listening, a Composer's Sound Practice from 1996. And this is the score to the exercise. Sound a word or a sound. Listen, surprise. Sound a word as a sound. Sound a sound as a word. Sound a sound until it is a word. Sound a word until it is a sound. Sound a sentence of sounds. Sound a phrase of words.
Okay. So we're going to try to figure this out.
Yeah. So we're going to go over this a little more slowly and try to do it ourselves.
And you should too.
Yes. Yes. Sound a word or a sound.
Bear.
You.
Cup. Should we do it at the same time?
Sure.
Just repeat.
Is a sound a word or a sound?
You.
Big
cup.
Big
cup.
You.
Big
cup. You.
Big
cup. You.
Big
cup.
Big.
Listen. Surprise.
Big.
You.
Cup.
Sound a word as a sound.
You. 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 You.
Sound sound as a word.
Tom.
What?
Tom.
Tim.
Just sound, it always ends up just sounding like we're just elongating it to make it a sound. Sound is, wait, sound is sound. Oh, it's a sound as a word.
Sound to sound as a word.
Right.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm pretty good at that.
Yeah.
Flirt. Flirt. Hmm? Flirt.
Hmm?
Say again.
Flirt.
Say hello.
Flon.
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 Vos.
Flon.
Flon. Voice.
What do you got here?
Rear.
Rear.
It's a hard one.
Should we start again from the beginning?
Sure. From the very beginning or
yeah.
Just sure.
Well, maybe as you read we can interject.
Sure. Sound a word or a sound.
Face.
Bing.
I guess we should continue if there's like the listen surprise.
Yeah.
Should we just keep saying it?
All right.
Face.
Electro voice.
Face.
Electro voice.
Face.
Electro voice.
Cord.
Face.
Electro voice.
Cory?
Cord.
Electro voice.
Face. Face.
Cord.
Voce.
Face.
Voce.
Face.
Voce.
Sound a word as a sound.
Wood.
Curtain.
How do we do it so it doesn't slow down?
It's
All right.
Yeah.
Sound a word as a sound. Sound a word as a sound. Reminiscence.
That's good.
Luminescence. Radiolucence.
Senescence.
Synapsis.
Foggy.
Sibilance.
Microscopic.
I think we're missing something here. Sound a word as a sound.
Sound a word as a sound.
Foggy.
Le quoi.
Le quoi. Space. Anything French with a X. Le quoi.
Space.
Water.
Kind of water.
Water.
Vasa.
Changing the language doesn't work.
Yes, it does.
Kind of water.
Sound a sound as a word. That's where we keep getting stuck.
Moreno makes money, Granny. Came with something, Robin.
It's pretty good.
Came with something, Granny.
Starting
to like focus on intonation, but I guess you just, there's a lot more intonation when you're starting to try to shift a sound into a word.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's the other way also. Emma, thoughts? Like it seems much easier to make a sound as a word when you make it a question. Gazoo?
Yeah.
Or gao? Gao?
What? Yeah, it always...
Because
it
to
kind
ask
of,
a question,
goes up at the end.
A question is a kind of sounding.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
And so...
Sounds uncertain.
Produces more resonance than...
I was thinking about the other way around. That the sounding of a question is like the easy way of turning a sound into a word. Sound a sound as a word.
Oh, okay.
Or maybe it's a level of uncertainty we have as we're trying to do this exercise that's coming out.
That's just maybe.
Like words become additionally elastic when
hazarded
as questions.
Yeah, it's almost as though we're trying to make them sound more dynamically intonated by stretching them out in that way, but making them swing upward.
So maybe we can. Start, Aaron, can you just start us from the top?
Sure.
We'll say very quickly and then just make sure we know where we are. We've only gotten to sound as a word.
Sound, a word, or a sound. Listen.
Bark.
Surprise. Sound a word as a sound.
Bark.
Okay.
Sound a sound as a word.
Gizmut.
Sound a sound until it is a word.
Sound a sound until it is a word. Telephone. Oh, no, that's a word.
Yeah, that's a word. It's hard to have a sound pop into my
Tom on the telephone. It seems like it becomes a word so quickly. Qu'est-ce qui? Sound a word until it is a sound.
Yes. Sound a word until it is a sound.
Fresh.
Trim.
Fresh.
Trim.
Fresh.
Trim.
Fresh.
Humid.
Fresh.
Trim.
Humid.
Trim. Fresh.
Trim.
Fresh.
Humid.
Fresh.
Trim.
Fresh.
Trim.
Fresh.
Trim.
fresh, 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 fresh,
fresh,
fresh,
fresh,
fresh,
cross,
cross.
Sound a sentence of sounds.
It's only yesterday that I had fresh meat.
That's a sentence of words.
Oh, sentence of sounds.
Take it up.
Darn. Okay, sorry. Sound a sentence of sounds.
I guess it's...
Sound a sentence of sounds.
What have I needed to do?
Yeah, sure.
Gresalovin and McKinney, somebody kick go.
You sound like the Cocteau Twins. You sound like a.
Gisikutin Kampetikov.
Discount Cocteau Twins. Montez Radio.
Cocteau cover.
See, it's difficult to subtract language, and this is the problem. How can we progress?
Sound a sentence of sounds.
Sound a phrase of words.
Sound a phrase of words.
A phrase of words.
A phrase?
Governor of my heart. Of governor
words.
Of my heart.
Fast electric car.
Phrase.
You're just looking at an environment.
Words.
Well, we got through it.
Words.
Should we move on to the next exercise?
Yeah,
it's our last
sure.
for today.
Yeah.
Okay, now we're gonna do third exercise of today, which is a swinging exercise. We're gonna do kind of versions of this tomorrow that are a little bit more in touch with our body. So we're just gonna take a simple phrase. It might be a sound that becomes a word or a word that becomes a sound, depending on how you hear me. And that is, hey you. And find a sort of comfortable way of sitting, or you can stand. Can't remember exactly where this goes, but we'll see. And first just mouth, hey you.
Hey,
hey you.
You.
Hey you.
Hey you.
Hey you.
Hey you.
Hey you.
And now try to pull it a little bit longer. Hey you.
Hey, you.
Hey, you.
Hey,
hey, you.
Hey,
hey, you.
Hey,
hey,
you.
Hey,
hey, you. Nice, Emma.
Yeah.
Let's try to stay together. So, hey, you. Hey. Hey you. Hey you.
Hey you.
So imagine this as a kind of swinging in your mouth.
You.
One swinging from the tops of your ears to the tip of your nose. Hey you. From the tops of your ears to the tip of your nose. Now swing from the tops of your ears to that little hollow where your nose meets your lip, that little dimple. Aaron, what's that called? Do you know?
The filtrum.
The filtrum. Okay, great. The filtrum. So from the tops of your ears to the filtrum, swinging again. So the upswing, right? Taking in breath. Hey, you. Hey, you. Hey. Try to bring air in on the H. Hey, you. Hey, you. Hey, you. Hey, you. Now start to think. Keep going. Now start to think as you're doing it. Where is the pivot point of that swing? Hey. it up by your eye. Is it your eyebrow? Where can you locate it?
Curl it up.
Now change that swing. To the tops of your ears. Passing your molars. And way past your nose to some place in the room. Or in your car. Or a person near you. And fixate your nose on that person. Maybe it's turning more into a spiral now.
She's a woman. All women seem to favor Marco Polo.
You forget, Giuseppe, there are women in China, too.
Marco Polo! Marco Polo! Marco Polo! Charming eyes, so wary, eyes so bright and tender. Marco Polo! Have you seen Marco Polo?
No, not this evening.
About an hour of daylight left. Gotta get started.
Is it unsafe to travel at night?
It's safe to stay here. Your father's gonna pick up a four-line.
Lock her eyes.
Is there anybody out there?
You've heard Meredith Monk. Do you be key? 1971.
Is there anybody out there?
Roman Jakobson, from Linguistics and Poetics, 1960. B recording, courtesy Macaulay Library
there?
At the Cornell Lab of Ornithology. Pauline Oliveros, Bodywork and Crossovers, from Deep Listening, a composer's sound practice. Joan LaBarbera, Circular Song, from Voice is the Original Instrument. Moondog, Lullaby, in Moondog, 1956. Nikolai Metner, Sonata Vocalise in C, Opus 41, Number 1, 1922. Soprano, Susan Gritton, piano, Jeffrey Tozer. Mladen Dollar, A Voice and Nothing More, 2006. Samuel Goldwyn's The Adventures of Marco Polo, 1938. And Pink Floyd, Is There Anybody Out There? The Wall, 1979.
This is Montez Press Radio. You just heard, tongue in cheek, tune in tomorrow morning for more of that.